Blog Talk Radio. Happy Monday to you, and today is the day when we broadcast simultaneously with the Building Your Extraordinary Business. And now I will join my co-host, Mr. James Nemley. Hello, Mr. Nemley. How are you?
I'm doing fine, dazzling one. And how are you doing?
I am just so excited today because I get the opportunity to hang out with two of my favorite people in the world.
Well, I was telling my listeners that you were going to introduce our guest this evening. You know, I'm humbled that she's on the show, but I'm going to have you do the introductions, Daphne.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It is such an honor and a privilege to have Mrs. Yolanda Webb, who is the editor and chief of Elon Couture Magazine, and she's also the CEO and founder of Elon Cosmetics. She is an author, an entrepreneur, and a woman who is on a mission to create as many entrepreneurs as God will have her do. So she has such an amazing story. She is someone who I met maybe about 3 years ago. And I admire the work she's doing so much, Jim. And it is such an honor that she has found the Vision Weekend Conference worthy of her service, skills, and expertise. So there's so much more to this amazing woman to be told. And I just want to give her an opportunity to tell you herself of some of those amazing things. So I present to some and introduce to other my friend and colleague, Yolanda Webb.
Well, Jim and Daphne, I don't think I know what to say. I'm humbled by that introduction. I truly am. And I thank you both for having me on the show. It's my privilege to, you know, become a part of the Vision Conference weekend to try to help people move beyond what they are the most afraid of, and that's failure. And I think having the Vision Conference allows people to capture their dream and then learn how there are so many experts, including Jim and yourself, Daphne, that are going to be there in March. And I think that people will truly walk away with the ability to see their lives come together in different ways. You know, the current economic recession, this depression that we've gone through, the whole Occupy movement, I think it gave people, and it was an impetus for people to start to look at their lives a little differently. But I think they needed something a little bit more tangible, and I think the Vision Weekend will give them an opportunity to find some real things to grasp hold of and say, I can do this. I can be different. I can have a different life. I can have the life I see in my heart and in my head. So thank you both for having me on.
It's just wonderful to have you. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I am so looking forward to the conference, you know, but, you know, what I'm really looking for is not going there to speak myself, but to go listen and learn. I tell people all the time, I learn every day. I'm 58 years old, but I might as well be 8 years old because, you know, I try to absorb everything that goes on around me, and that's the way that you grow. And in doing some research on Yolanda, you know, Daphne, I know you know this already, but I'm fascinated by her best-selling book, Lack Does Not Live Here. You know, I am really fascinated by that. And Yolanda, you know, people speak of prosperity all the time.
Sure.
You know, and I've always told people that, you know, you run to the store and you buy these rags to riches books.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know about the rags. I'm working to get to the riches. But there's that two-letter word in the middle that people don't talk about, that two, all right?
Yeah. That's
so
right.
People think that is rags, riches.
That's right.
But there's two in there where you've got to do some work. And I know you addressed that, and Lack Does Not Live Here. Can you speak to our listeners about that?
I do. One of the exercises, Jim, and Daphne knows this because she and I have talked about the book, but one of the exercises in the book, you know, at age 50, most men and women have accumulated from the time they were 16, 17, and when they enter the job market, you know, they've started on whether it is you start off on an hourly wage or you have a salary. But for the most part, most people between the ages of 16 and 50 have earned close to $500,000, $600,000, up to close to $2 million. And in Lack Does Not Live Here, we ask the question that you should ask yourself, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to ask that question because if you can't answer it, then it tells you that you have a lack mindset. In other words, mm-hmm. it was never enough. And so in our book, in this book, I teach you how to look at money, how to look at success differently. If you approach everything from, it doesn't matter if you run out and get all the books, all the secrets to prosperity, if you approach it from a lack mentality and not look at it from the perspective that God doesn't see or differentiate between good and bad. God sees us, and he sees our desires, and he sees what we are asking for. And if we go into business and we already have the mentality of I'm going to be successful, that's a lack mentality. As opposed to going into this and saying, I'm going to be successful at this. Doesn't matter in the end, 6 months you've closed, you still have been successful. You were successful for 6 months, or you were
successful
for a year. You were still successful. And therefore, you can learn what you did right and what you did wrong. And what you did wrong helps you the next 6 months when you decide you will do it again, and you won't make those same mistakes. And so in the book, Lack Does Not Live Here, it teaches you, gives you, and these are step-by-step, very fundamental exercises. It's no secret. You know, the wonderful book out there that everybody ran out and bought because we all wanted to know what the secret was. There's no secret to it. If there was a secret to it, there wouldn't be the Procter & Gambles, there wouldn't be the Kroger's, there wouldn't be Mercedes-Benz or the Bentley. There just wouldn't be these successful businesses if it were a secret. When I was about 10, my dad said to me one day, Don't ever think you can't do something that someone else has done. If they did it, you can do it. And if you don't know how to do it, it's already written down in a book somewhere, so you can learn how to do it. And that's what I want to encourage, especially our listeners tonight and those that will be in attendance at the conference. The only lack that ever exists in our lives is the lack we place there ourselves.
That's right.
Mm.
That's it.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. That is absolutely right. You know, it's funny because I've worked with thousands of businesses over the years, and some startups, and I do a lot of work with corporate America as well, corporations that are already established. They want management training for new managers, things of that nature. So I'm in and out of all of these types of businesses. Mm-hmm. But you see the folks that are really successful out there, and you see the ones that are struggling, and in the background, there's really no difference as it relates to how you run your business. There's really no difference. It's just on a smaller scale. But the backbone of all businesses are absolutely the same worldwide, and I teach those systems and principles. Problem is that, just as you say, folks really want to get someplace in a great hurry, and if they've got to struggle to get there, they don't want to get there. Okay. And one of the things that I find so problematic is people don't want to pick up that book. What's that old saying? I'm not going to say what book they're talking about, but if you want to hide something from them, put it in a book.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
It is so sad.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and we often do ourselves, especially in the Black community, a disservice because we don't talk about lack mentalities. We tend to shy away from that, and we've decided that we can cover that by saying, but you can be prosperous if you do this, and this, without giving people real principles, real sound knowledge of how you actually do that. You know, you do that by if you earn $10 and you put away $7 and you spend $3, then, you know, the next week you do that, you've got $14. You know, so we don't teach them that there are some real principles involved with not having a lack mentality.
Mm-hmm. You know,
wow, I love that.
You know, last night, I think it was either last night or Sunday night, I was listening to a webinar of a gentleman who lost his father when he was 12 years old because they lived in Florida and the father lived in New York working for one of the big corporations because he wanted to provide for his family. Well, fast forward, he worked himself to the grave. And the young man said, when he saw what he and his two siblings went through and his mother, he made a commitment to himself that when he became an adult, he was not going to be working outside. He wanted to be there for his family. And mm-hmm. he shared that the model he was selling online, he modeled it off of Apple and off of Disneyland. And he said a lot of entrepreneurs would think, why would you want to model your program off of those big corporations? He said you can't afford not to do that. Because whether you're in a one-bedroom business or a shoebox business, the principles are the same. And when you mentioned just now that it doesn't matter where you're doing the business, the principles are the same. If you apply them, our people tend to have the mentality that somebody owes them something. So they don't want to pay their dues in getting it. Everyone has the microwave mentality. I want it now and give me, give me, give me, give me.
I was just going to say, let me just say this. You know, my dad, I mentioned my father, he was a physics and mathematics teacher, and by trade he was a physics a scientist. One of the things that he would always say is that, you know, the universe, the world, operates on what's known as cause and effect. And so for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And so consequently, if you go out and you spend all of your money, the consequence will be that you will be broke. And that no one else is responsibility but your own. And we tend to say, well, so and so wouldn't give me a break. You know, they racist, they prejudice, da da da. If they are in that industry, then go to another industry and make your mark there. You know, it's always a cause and an effect. And one of the principles in Lack Does Not Live Here, I go through those principles in nature that govern how successful we can be, because the laws of nature, God's laws, work for us the same way they work for the animal kingdom. They do. Mm-hmm. You know, an eagle is successful at getting his prey because mm-hmm. he has studied who his prey is, and he mm-hmm. knows. He knows what he's going after, you know. And so those same universal laws apply to our own success. We tend to, as Jim said, we want to get from A to Z without ever going through B, C, D, and E.
That's right.
We want to get there right away. And so the book talks about that. It also talks about what you think about expands. If you're always thinking about somebody not letting you do something, then that's what you will always have. You know,
you're never going to experience. What you think about, you bring about.
That's right. You will never be able to start that business if what you are always focused on is I have a wonderful friend, and she and I talk about it all the time. Something that happened to her 25 years ago, here 25 years later, she's still thinking about it, and she has spent the last 25 years blocking her own blessings. Mm. She could have done something far greater than what she'd done, but it always came back to that, that particular thing in her life. And so Lack Does Not Live Here, we talk about that. How do you get beyond that? How do you start to think about your world so that the things that you focus on are the things that you actually become successful at? And so we talk about that in Lack Does Not Live Here.
Wow, wow. Folks, you're listening to Yolanda Webb. Yolanda, how can people find that book, and how can they find you and all that you do? I mean, we're just warming up right now. I mean, we haven't even gotten the car down the street yet. But how can folks reach you?
Sure. The website is Elon, E-L-O-N, Couture.com, ElonCouture.com. And right there on the homepage, if you want to explore all of the site, you have to sign in. It's free to sign up. But the homepage, you can access the magazine. You'll see a sidebar that has all of the books that I've written on the sidebar. There are four books there that I've written so far, and you know, got a couple of others that are in manuscript form, but those books are there. Again, it's ElonCouture.com, www.ElonCouture.com.
Wow, now, folks, and if you folks aren't writing that down and preparing yourselves to connect with Yolanda, then maybe you ought to check to see if you got a little bit of that lack mentality. You know, if you're immensely successful, then okay, I'll give you a little bit of a pass. But for you folks that are out there struggling, and you know who you are, don't let that lack mentality keep you down. It's time to move forward, and that's what the conference is about. That's what this show is about. That's what Yolanda Webb is about. Yolanda, you have another subject matter that's really, really important. I dream a new dream.
Sure, I dream a new dream. Each of us, we come across points in our lives, whether it is through death or divorce or separation, we suffer loss. And sometimes loss can be devastating to the point that it immobilizes you. It doesn't allow you to move forward in your life. And I talk about, and in the conferences and things that I do, how do you dream a new dream? Well, it starts with a vision. And, you know, I have a saying that we always say, write the vision and make it plain. But the word plain, if you took the I out of plain, it's I plan. And when you make your vision plain, you're simply saying, I'm planning my vision. I plan. And in order to get to a new dream, you have to see it. It's you know, hope is eternal. It's that's wonderful. But God said, write the vision and make it plain. And so it, in this workshop that I do, you will walk away with a very concrete written plan with some actionable vision steps for changing your life. And it doesn't matter what that fear is, whether it's the fear of wanting to start that new business, whether it's the fear of moving across the country and not, you know, not knowing anyone, but starting all over. It takes a concrete plan in order to get there. I spoke with a young woman today who she and I had probably talked about a year ago, and she had written a book, and she sent the book to me as the editor for Elan. She wanted us to feature the book in our magazine. Well, I sent it back to her, and I said, you know, you have a great story, but no one's going to read it for the following reasons. And I gave her the reasons that they that people wouldn't read it. She called me back, and we talked for about 2 hours, and I ended up saying to her, you know, you need a plan. You need a vision, actionable vision plan that tells you how you're going to take your book and have it change other people's lives. I think, and Jim, you and I were talking offline, but we said this, unless what you're doing is set up so that you can make other people successful, your business is really not going to be successful. You know, you cannot be that altruistic in your vision that it's all just about you. It has to be about what are you doing for someone else? What are you doing to make whether it's the world a better place, your community a better place, your family have a better place? What is it that you're doing? And that's, I think, what people don't understand about going into business. And that's why a lot of businesses are unsuccessful. I won't say that they fail, because I don't believe in the word failure. I believe that's why they are unsuccessful, is because the vision is not broad enough that it steps outside of the ego, that it steps outside of I'm doing this because I want to make some money, I want to drive a nice car, I want to, you know, once we can get beyond that. And so I Dream a New Dream helps you, especially in these days and the time, and I talked about that earlier with the recession and the current economic conditions. Now is the time. Today is the time. If you've ever wanted to do anything different in your life, if you're sitting at home and you don't have a job, now is the time for you to start that business. Now is the time for you to go back to school. Now is the time for you to do something different. Something different. And I think that if people understood that, how do you get there, is a part of what I help them to do, is to get there.
Yolanda, at what stage of your career did you get the awakening that here are the principles I need to put in place in order to get the correct result?
I think, Daphne, I don't know if there was a point in my career. I was fortunate enough to, I had two great parents. My father, who was, you know, by trade a physics and mathematics teacher, but also a scientist, and my mother, who was a social worker, and she saw human behavior. And we would talk about human behavior a lot, but I had a, what I would call a 9-to-5 job, you know, well into my 40s. And 11 years ago, I said, you know, there was a dream inside of me, and I wanted to leave my own children a legacy. You know, we hear about whether they're Caucasian, whether they're Jewish or whatever, we hear about other people leaving their children legacies.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to leave my children a legacy other than the Greek letters that I have behind my name for the sorority that I pledged. I wanted them to have a real legacy. And, you know, and so that legacy became a business. That legacy became, even if they choose to not to engage in it, or they want to do it differently, it's okay. What I've laid down is the foundation for them to have a legacy. But that's what leaving a legacy, you know, we tend to think legacy means you got to leave stocks and bonds, and while that's wonderful, we should be. Leaving a legacy is leaving your children something that gives them a starting point, a focal point. My parents did that to me, for me, through the education that they gave me. They left me a legacy of wanting to be better. They left me the legacy of dreaming and wanting to do something for the world. And so that's the legacy that they left me with. And I want to pass that legacy on in my business to my daughter and to her daughters.
You know, I'm glad that you are so open and honest and say that, because I wanted people to shred the excuse that I hear one day too much. I am too old. Oh, I can't do this. And because of this, they sit in mediocrity and they exit out of here without their music being played, their song being sung, their book being written. So I thank you for just being open so people understand it is never too late.
Oh, no, it's never too late. I think sometimes we think that it is, but we all get a point where we are stirred and we say, you know, I believe I can do something different. And, you know, it's a long time ago, bungee jumping was all the rage. And I bungee jumped. And somebody asked me one day, they said, why in the world would you do that? And I said, because I wanted my children to know that everything in life you do is a risk.
That's
when you walk out the front door, it's a risk. And so I didn't want them to be afraid of taking risk in their own life. And so I did it for them. I did it to show them that there's nothing in this world that can hurt you that you are willing to take a risk on.
Wow. You bungee jumped to show them that you take risks.
Yeah,
well, I don't know about bungee jumping, but I got six kids, so I think that proves that I take risks.
Okay, you're right.
Tanya, I hope Tanya is not listening.
No, she's not.
So you can say that. I want to remind our listeners that you can be part of this energetic, stimulating conversation by calling 347-202-0754, and our honored, distinguished guest is Editor-in-Chief Yolanda Webb of the Elon Couture magazine. So give us a call and pick her brains. You have her full attention. So call, the number is
347-202-0754. So Yolanda, so you launched this magazine. Why don't you tell us something about that?
Well, about 10 years ago, it actually started off, the company started off as a beauty company for African-American women, and it was real simple. When I looked around, I didn't see enough of us being portrayed in positive light in any marketing venue anywhere. And so I created a cosmetics line. And when I created the cosmetics line, I opened a small little boutique, a little makeup boutique, and within 6 months, I had Macy's calling. And they had heard so much about, they'd heard so much about the makeup line, and they'd sent secret shoppers in to you know, hear about the product and test out the product. And they invited us in to do trial. We ended up in one store and expanding over the course of 2 years into three stores. And this is where I say, you know, failure is not fatal. Although we were successful in terms of the number of customers and the amount of dollars that we generated for both Macy's and our company, we didn't have, meaning our company, Elon, enough of an infrastructure internally to sustain the growth that they were asking us for. We were competing at counters with Estee Lauder, Fashion Fair, MAC Cosmetics, and so we were this little bitty tiny makeup line that one day no one had ever heard of, and then the next day everybody in the country, you know, they were talking about. You know, we were going to New York, we were doing runway shows, and it was overwhelming for us as a company. we came out. We made a mutual decision with Macy's to come out, and we did. We pulled out. But when we pulled out, we thought, how then do we continue to do this? And we began to open some very small mall-based stores across the country, and those were very small. When the economy went south, we closed those, and we had to ask ourselves, this is about I Dream a New Dream, Jim. We had to ask ourselves as a company, then how do we keep our brand, which has become so synonymous with proud, thoughtful, beautiful black women, how do we keep it out there front and center? And we decided on first a blog, and we talked about beauty, we talked about fashion, we talked about issues that were relevant to black women. And in less than a year, 9 months actually to be exact, and this was in 2009, between 2009 and 2010 when we launched the magazine, we had gained well over 150,000 readers of our magazine. And it was, at that point, both digital and print version. And then between 2010 and 2011, we had over 300,000 people around the world, not just in the U.S., around the world, reading our magazine.
Wow.
And it said to us that we did dream a new dream, and we took the risk. We didn't say, well, you know, the economy sank, and you know, it was woe is us, and, you know, we didn't. We just simply asked ourselves, how do we do this differently? How do we make this bigger out of what we've learned about what black women need, what they want? And Elan, the word means strength. It's a French word. It's my daughter's name, but, you know, when she was born, and I'll just as an aside tell this little story, I lived in Japan. I lived in Tokyo when she was born, and she was early. She came early, and the Japanese government, you know, back then during that time, wasn't really equipped, and so they were going to send us to the Philippines, and something said, no, stay there. Well, I had a live-in housekeeper at the time, and she kept saying to me while I was in the hospital, before I named my daughter, she kept saying, she has Elan, she has Elan. And I, you know, finally figured out what it meant. What she was saying was, she has strength. And so we named her. Her first name is Sasha, which means in Russian is little princess. And so, so she is named the little princess with the strength to live. And,
wow.
And so Elan, the word, means strength. And when you see how our E is written with those three very bold lines, it means that you have the strength as an African-American woman, as a black woman around the world, to literally do whatever you set your heart and mind to. And that's what the magazine, that's what we aspire to with the magazine, to give people the courage to step out and have the lives that they've always dreamed about.
Beautiful. What an amazing story. What an amazing story. So,
absolutely.
What can the listeners expect from you at the conference? And I know at the top of the hour you mentioned about your feelings and observations about the conference. Why did you decide, yes, I want to be a part of this project?
Well, you've got two things that you just said, you know, you want me to speak on. So let me take the first one, and the first one was, what can people expect from me at the conference? And I think,
yes,
when you meet me, what most people will tell you that I am into words. Words have value. Words have a lot of meaning. And the things that we speak are the things that really come from within us. And I think what people can expect from me is learning how to monitor, learning how to understand their own way of speaking. And lack does not live here. You can learn how to have a better life by listening to yourself talk, the conversations that you're having with yourself and with other people. In I Dream a New Dream, you know, when we talk about that, it is how do you use your words on paper, your vision board? How do you make your life make sense? And so I think what people can expect from me, people will always say, I'm always pretty positive, never down, very motivational, and I believe in you. Every person I meet, I know what your gift is. I can see it, and I'm going to encourage you to use your gift. That's what they can expect from me. And the second part of your question was, how did I decide to come aboard with the Vision Conference? Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier, Daphne, how you and I came to be friends and to know one another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to tell people, Jim, I've never actually met Daphne.
No, we haven't met, but
that's the world of the internet. That's the world of social media and the power behind it all. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons why I was drawn to the conference, not just because of Daphne and all of the people that are going to be there, I'm going to help you regardless of whether or not I'm at a conference. I get more calls in the course of a day from young entrepreneurs and young women who someone has referred them to. Oh, you need to call Miss Yolanda. Miss Yolanda will help you. My vision is just that. I have had some wonderful, unique opportunities that most people don't ever get. I've lived overseas. I've traveled. I've owned a business and I've networked and garnered corporate sponsorship and corporate support, on the levels of Macy's New York, and so I've had opportunities, especially for young entrepreneurs that most don't ever get, and I wasn't given those opportunities to not share them, and to share what I've learned, and so. I believe that it's my turn, I'm much older, I have grandchildren. I believe that, as my father was, he took his gift and didn't use it in a laboratory. He went and taught in inner city schools in Detroit because he said those were the people that needed it the most. He was a scientist, yes, but instead of staying in a lab, he went into public schools and some of the worst public schools in Detroit. To teach kids what he knew, and that's why I came aboard the Vision Conference, because I have a knowledge base, and I believe that I've been placed here to share it, and I share it freely.
Thank you. That is really, really, really beautiful.
Beautiful. And folks, let me tell you something. If you're not getting hyped up about what's going to happen March 23rd to the 26th, then I think you better have your pulse checked, because it can't be beating at all. Listen, the Vision Weekend 2012 Conference, March 23rd through the 26th, is going to be held at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. That's located at 145 West 44th Street in Manhattan, or you can just say Times Square. I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be a phenomenal conference. Daphne, take it away. Who's going to be there?
Well, we have Mr. James Nemley, who is my co-host for this show tonight. We have Mrs. Yolanda Webb, who is our honored guest tonight. We have Crystal Washington. We have John Mullock. We have Brian Dulaney. We have Sam Orm. We have Brian Ridgway, who is our guest next week on the radio show. We have Willie Crawford. We have Mr. Leon Ellis. We have Mr. Kobe Huberman. We have Mr. Edward Foxworth, Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, and Mrs. Chandel Pitts. And we have not one presentation, but two from our keynote speaker, Mr. Simon T. Bailey, who is the founder of the Brilliance Institute, and Mr. Bailey is recognized globally as number three in the speaking industry that has to do with empowerment and just releasing and creating all that abundance and brilliance that you have inside of you. So that's just to name a few of the people that are going to be there. The other amazing thing, Jim, I want to just let people know, here are the groups that will be presented there. Empowerment, transformation, social media, personal development, marketing, and coaching. Those are the areas that's represented on the platform. And you know what about that, Jim? Each attendee gets the opportunity to experience each of those areas I just mentioned, because we do not have breakout rooms. Everybody gets to hear every speaker. So they don't have to sit down and say they're going to wait to see what slot Yolanda is in, because they won't have to bump anything to hear her, because she will be presenting to the general population. So that's what it's all about on the March the 23rd through the 25th. And while I'm at this, Jim, I want to take this opportunity to publicly thank the Spain USA Chamber of Commerce and their executive director, Mrs. Basila Bukuku, for being one of our partners in this event. So there, you know, people even from Spain is understanding the advantage of here. So I want to encourage people to grab your seats, because they are going fast.
I'm going to tell you something. I was speaking to someone about the fact that every speaker will be heard. You don't have to worry about, oh, well, this one's speaking over in the mezzanine room, and this one is over in the continental room, and then running around trying to see as many as you can. Everybody could take their time, take notes, and see everyone. I'm going to tell you something. Daphne, I would have a problem doing this radio program promoting all of our speakers if you didn't set it up that way. You know why I have that problem? I would be afraid that nobody would come and see me. All of these absolutely wonderful, I'm telling you something. I get something every week doing this show. I really, really do. I get something every single week. And I'm just happy that, you know, wow, we'll all be able to be heard individually. Mm-hmm. So that means that there's probably somewhere in the area of 18 hours.
That's right.
Where
That's
the
right.
conferees are going to be getting all of this dynamic information. But there's something else that's really special about this conference. Now, I've been to maybe about, I'll be conservative, a gajillion conferences, all right? over the many years, you know, and you pull together your money, you know, and then as things are going, you know, you want to be careful not to go to too many conferences because they're so expensive, and Daphne, you're doing something that I think is just absolutely off the chain. As a matter of fact, I know I've never heard this being done before. What's this about the affiliate program?
Yeah, you know, Jim, I've gone to many conferences myself, and after I pay everything, plane ticket and airfare and everything, there's not enough money to go out with everybody for dinner when they are going, because you know when you scrape together to go. So what we have in place is an affiliate program that pays you to share the conference with your network, and it is paying you $100 for every person that you sign up to go to the conference. So once you give them the link that recognizes you as an affiliate, you send that out to your network on whether Facebook, email, whichever way you chose to do that. And the system keeps a track of you, of your people that you are promoting to. And every time they register to attend the conference, you get paid $100. You, if that's not a good way to get you there, I don't know what is. Because, yes, you probably have to put your money up front to do your registration and everything. However, you can decide how much money you need to go to New York City to go into town and do a little something in the city. And you can do that by becoming an affiliate and earning that money.
Wow, that's really entrepreneurial. And, you know, who are we marketing this conference to? We're marketing this conference to entrepreneurs. So if entrepreneurs cannot see the benefit of doing this, so let me think about this for a moment. I can get my conference fully paid. I can get my transportation paid, my hotel paid, and I can have some mad money to break loose in Times Square in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the side stuff. I get 18 hours.
That's right.
Yeah. 18 hours
yeah.
of off-the-chart training, inspiration, mm-hmm. motivation, connecting with folks, leaving Manhattan fully empowered and ready to take on the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't do that. Wow, that's you know, I think you know when Yolande speaks about lack does not live here. Well, for those folks that turn their back on this, lack does live there.
I mean, if you think about it, Jim, if people want to change their lives, if they want to live a better life, a different life, then rather than saying, I can't afford to get there, and I said I'm a wordsmith, they should be saying, how can I get there?
That's
you
right.
Know, and because you're absolutely right, you know, with all of the expertise, I'm excited to be there, Daphne, because I'm going to learn something. I'm looking forward to what I can learn to improve my life, improve my skill set, improve my business. And you know, for me, that's a plus in being there. But I think you're right. You know, the 18 hours, it's in New York City. You know, all of the networking that you can do in those 18 hours with people like yourself and Jim, you know, it's worth the investment. And sometimes you have to make an investment in you in order to have that life that you really, really want. And I think that this is one of those times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do, too. Yeah. You know, what's amazing about this is that when you look at this assemblage, okay, when you look at this assemblage, where on this planet do you find that all in one spot over a four-day span?
Right.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
And that's what folks are having a hard time wrapping their heads around.
Sure.
How is this possible? Well, it's more than possible. It's happening. Again, March 23rd through the 26th. It's happening. All those folks are going to be there, listeners. Those folks are going to be there. And the question is, are you? I'm a coach, and I don't – I've always told people that I'm an acquired taste because I can really be rough on folks. But I'm a coach. That's why you hire me. I'm a coach, and I get results at what I do. I do not accept excuses because your bill collectors don't accept excuses. Your customers don't accept excuses. Your clients don't accept excuses. So for you folks out there that listen to the show and you're not one of my coaching clients, don't worry about that. My coaching clients, they already know this from me. But from you folks that don't know this, you have to take this into consideration. Don't bother calling and crying on people's shoulders if you're not getting ahead, if you're not trying to get ahead.
Exactly.
And trying to get ahead means doing something that you normally won't do. For you folks that normally don't invest in yourself, then it's time to invest in yourself, because that's your problem. Your problem is you continually do the same things over and over and over again, and I'm not even going to give you the rest of that illustration because everybody knows that's the definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to break out the box and learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what, Jim? For those people who want to be part of the result and the testimony of when the economy turn around, and if they have not started yet to take action, this is their first step towards their action of being part of that. Because it's definitely going to be a selective few who is going to be part of that testimony when it come around. And there are going to be some people who are sitting down kicking themselves that they did not take action, because there's something else that we are not ready to talk about yet that we are going to have in place that will help to hold all the attendees accountable. So we are not just getting you there to hype you up with these 18, 19 speakers. We are going to be there to hold your hand and to hold you accountable. And as we do that with you, we know in the years ahead, 2013, 2014, and beyond, you are going to be part of history, and you will be positioned to take somebody else's hand and lead them up that ladder.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Would you give your contact information again, please, Yolanda?
Sure. I can be reached on our website at Elon, E-L-O-N, Yolanda, Y-O-L-A-N-D-A. I'm sorry, that's my email address. You can email me, too. ElonYolanda at gmail.com is my email address.
Yeah.
You can reach me on our website at ElonCouture.com. So once again, ElonCouture.com, www.ElonCouture.com. That's the website. Or feel free to email me at ElonYolanda at gmail.com.
All right.
How can they get your books?
They can go to, all of the books are available on Amazon. I write under the pen name Lonnie, L-O-N-I, Lonnie Webb. And all they do is they can put in Lag Does Not Live Here. There's a prayer journal that I've written. There's also a book called The Soul of My Sister. And my fourth book is a book that I wrote for young African-American teens called The Twizzy Girl Mysteries. It's about empowerment and self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful,
and for
beautiful.
Those who want to take advantage of the affiliate program and to register for the Vision Weekend Conference, they can visit www.DaphneClarkHudson.com. And step by step, you'll see everything that is laid out there for you. When you get on the affiliate page, there's a tutorial video there for you to walk you through it. I tell you, you would be insane not to take advantage of this.
I just one thing in leaving. I just for your listeners to remember that success is a process,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be engaged with the process if you want to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ever wish for it. You can't ever just hope for it. It is a process, and that process has to be orderly and planned out. You know, I love the story of Steve Jobs because, even though he had a setback, he used that to turn around, dream a new dream, and
mm-hmm.
then move his life back forward. It happens all the time, and I think that if we start to understand how that process of success works, we can have much more successful lives.
Yeah, and success is a choice. So Let's hope you will make the right choice. And for some of you, it's going to be choices, because you'll have to make the choice to stop procrastinate, to click on that web browser to make sure you're at the conference. So make sure you take the right decision and the right choice.
Absolutely. Yolanda, it was wonderful having you on the show.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, I am so, look, I keep saying this every week, and it's funny. I'm sitting like a kid in a candy store. You know, Daphne, you're trotting out all this talent in front of me, and I find myself, I'm counting the days. And if folks think that I'm kidding, if you understood who and what I love learning. I absolutely do.
And I both, Jim.
Oh, absolutely. I have 2 hours every morning. I'm up very, very early, and I have 2 hours every morning for studying. And people
Beautiful.
Say, well, you know, what are you studying every day? Well, 7 days a week I have to study. I do my theological studies, and I do my secular studies for my business every single day. I start off that way. And the reason why, if you don't hit the ground filled and running, you're going to just fall right on your face.
That's right.
The moment that I stop learning is when I die.
That's right.
So folks, get out here and learn. So our guest next week is Brian Ridgway. Can you tell the folks in just a couple of moments who Brian Ridgway is?
All right. Brian D. Ridgway will be joining us from Hawaii. And he is a transformational coach, teacher, and mentor. He is a gentleman. His story is phenomenal. He went from homeless to Hawaii in 90 days. And he has built and lost 7-figure businesses in the past until he really tapped into what he was called to do and decided to take a risk. And I guess, I don't think he has read Yolanda's book, but his teaching is that there is no luck there. You can create what it is that you want. And he's helping other people to do that. And he, as a matter of fact, I met him maybe about 6 months ago. And when he read the conference, he emailed me up. I didn't answer because I didn't retrieve the email. Then he called me on the phone. He said, do you have room for one more speaker? Because I want to be there so I can learn from everybody, and I can also invest in other people. So next week we are going to be hearing from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, Yolanda, for taking time out from your family and everything, and just to invest in our listeners tonight.
No, thank you both. Thank you both for having me on your shows. This has been very enjoyable for me. So thank you again, both of you.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to everything. And again, folks, get to the website, register. Also, if you want to be a vendor, you can be a vendor. Also, there will be information coming up shortly about how you too can become a vendor. Take every opportunity. We're killing ourselves here trying to make you successful. Don't make us work too hard. Ladies, it's really been wonderful. This has been another edition of Building Your
Jesus has overcome.
And the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and thou wilt rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day near. When this darkness brings to light, in the shadow days will be. And my faith shall be my guide. Jesus has overcome.